Welcome to A Friend of Mine, a series of conversations with some incredible and inspiring women in business from regional and rural Australia. I'm Kimberly Furness, your host and the founder and editor of Oak Magazine, and I cannot wait to introduce you to some amazing female entrepreneurs who will share with you their experience and knowledge of what it takes to start, grow, and scale a successful business. So let me introduce you to A Friend of Mine. The role of teaching is demanding. It's relentless. There is a huge number of pressing elements that contribute to a teacher's mental load every day. Over the past 5 years, Lil Daly has experienced firsthand the mental load of being a school teacher and decided to do something about it. Lil created a set of affirmation cards out of a personal need for self-kindness and positivity, especially during those challenging teaching moments. It wasn't long before her colleagues were asking for their own set, and so began her side business, The Teacher Collection. Being from a family of dairy farmers, Lil has seen firsthand the positive impact local support can have on a small business. So it's no surprise that her positive affirmation cards are 100% designed, printed, and assembled in Central Victoria. Lil shares with us her business story, along with her concern for the unseen mental load of being a teacher, and why she is passionate about supporting Australian made. Meet my friend Lil from The Teacher Collection. Hello and welcome, Lil, to A Friend of Mine.
Thank you for having me. You've had some really inspirational women on this podcast, and I'm really glad that you've chosen me to be your guest.
Well, we're going to continue that theme of inspirational women. So I'm so excited to have you. And because you are a school teacher, I think this is where it's a little different. I've interviewed women in business before, and obviously that provides a little bit of flexibility. So, you know, we'll bump it in on a sort of Monday to Friday, a lunch or an afternoon or a morning. Yeah, but with you being a school teacher, so we're doing it on a Saturday.
Yeah, it's a little bit different being a teacher, and a lot of people comment that we do just have a 9 to 5, but it definitely is not that. There's so much work that goes in before and after, and especially at the moment too, peak reporting writing time. So it's it's nice to have a bit of time Saturday morning just to chill out and put the week behind me and not be thinking about the week ahead. So yeah.
Excellent. Well, let's get into it. Why were you drawn to teaching, and what adventures has that taken you on?
Well, when I finished year 12, I was sort of a little bit lost. I didn't really know what I wanted to do at uni. There were a few degrees, you know, you go to all the open days and you get all the paperwork, and there are a few degrees that I'd sort of highlighted and floated around. But I had some really great teachers at school, some really inspirational teachers who sort of really went above and beyond. And I very much like the idea that I have a part in someone's life, like what I'm passionate about, I can pass on to them and help shape them. So yeah, I came up from Melbourne to Bendigo and did my PE teaching degree. I love being outdoors, I love being hands-on, and I think that incorporating a lot of movement into the classroom is a great way for kids to learn. So I'm teaching grade 3-4 at the moment, but incorporating a lot of that PE and health knowledge into the classroom there. And I love it. I love teaching. I'm really passionate about what I do, and it's a challenging job, but it's also a really rewarding career. And I just love it. Last year I was up in Darwin teaching grade sixes up there, and before that I was out in between Bendigo and Shep at Rushy teaching there. And it's just fantastic, the different kids and the different families that you get to meet. And I think every group that you have, every school that you have, gives you different skills and gives you different life experiences that you can carry on with you as well. So it's all just one big learning opportunity for me.
And now, you did just mention that you worked in Darwin. Was it for 12 months?
Yeah, we after my first 2 years of teaching as a graduate, my husband and I, well, my now husband and I, took 18 months off. So we travelled around Australia with our camping trailer. We went up the middle and down the west coast, and it was sort of a working holiday. So we'd work for a few months, then travel, work for a few months more. And we stopped in at Alice Springs and worked there. And we both really loved Darwin. And we both had really great opportunities up there. So we thought we didn't really have a lot to lose by staying up there for another year. So, you know, a 1 year holiday turned into a 2 year working trip. So it's given us a lot of opportunities and also a lot of memories as well.
Yeah. Now, what challenges have you found in a classroom, you know, I suppose personally?
So I guess some of the most challenging things can be behaviour management. So setting up your classroom and structuring your classroom to enable and teach kids to regulate their own behaviour and manage their own behaviour and give them those social skills to be able to react appropriately in the different situations. And I guess for me as well, also being able to manage your own emotions. So there's going to be times where you need to be that force in the classroom that really builds the kids up and brings all that exciting energy and that powerful energy to really create and motivate for learning. And then there's also the times where you're the person to bring down the energy in the classroom when things are getting a little bit too much. You've got to be the person to lower that energy. So regulating your own emotions with that can be quite challenging as well, particularly when you have things going on away from teaching. You know, you might come into the classroom one day and have had a really crap morning, and then you've got to put on the exciting front and the motivating front and the, you know, build up that excitement, and that can be a little bit tricky as well. And it's not only about what happens in the classroom. If it was that simple as being up there and teaching and working with the kids, I think teachers would be a lot happier, but there is a lot of admin involved, and I find that really challenging as well. All the additional paperwork and all the different stakeholders involved in education, us teachers trying to meet their requirements and make sure that what we are doing is meeting what the government sets, but also meeting what the child and their family needs. So it's a whole bunch of things that really impact on what we do in the classroom and how we feel in the classroom as well.
Yeah, and I suppose depending on the type of person you are, you could really take on the problems of, I would assume, of the student as well, and you can sort of carry around that extra, I don't like to say, but that extra baggage.
That's right. In my first couple of years of teaching, it was something that I found really difficult to distance myself from what was happening with the child and what was happening with their family. And I'm quite an empathetic person, and I could really feel for them, and I would use all these different strategies and bring on all these different people to try and support these children, and was really going above and beyond. And it does take a lot out of you, and there needs to be a point where you remember that you are their teacher. You're their person here at school, but sometimes you can't be their person here in life. And it's a really difficult thing that I've had to learn, but being able to distance myself from school physically and mentally as well has been something that's really supported my mental health and really helped me as a person and as a teacher.
Mm. So when you talk about mental health as well just there, is there enough support for teachers in terms of mental health?
Look, I don't think that there is. I don't think there's a lot of research that is starting to happen into teacher mental health and the emotional support there for teachers, but I really don't think that there are enough solid strategies being put into place here at schools. It is a really challenging thing, and as I said before, because there's so many stakeholders, it's a challenging thing to address. So it would be great to be able to see in the next few years some stronger work put into that mental health, some really important strategies implemented into schools, and even some legislation around that, because it is an issue that affects all teachers.
I just can't see it being that that lifelong career anymore. That, you know, you'd come straight out of high school, go into uni, become a teacher, and then sit within that industry until retirement. Like, I just don't think it's sustainable anymore.
Yeah. And look, I haven't been teaching very long. This is my fifth year. But it does seem, from what I talk to long career teachers about, it does seem to be something that is getting worse. Those expectations seem to be getting set higher and higher, and more is expected from teachers. I think that support really needs to be there. Otherwise, teaching will be a profession that is just not viable for a lot of people. A lot of people won't be able to cope, and it's really sad, because I have a lot of friends who are fantastic teachers and they are great in the classroom, but they're making the decision not to be there, not to put up with all that additional stuff, all the additional workload. They're just, giving that career amiss, and it's really sad, because they're just amazing people, and they'd be such a great support for those kids.
Yeah, and look, and it's so funny, because I've talked to other people, and when we think about some moments that may have changed our career or put us on a path for where we are today, like, I look back and it was a teacher for me. It was a year 9 homeroom teacher that, you know, made me realize that I could write.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where I would be if I hadn't had that teacher.
No, and, that's right.
And then it's so funny, I was talking to my husband the other day and we were just talking about that, and then he's like, oh, I can remember such and such saying this quote, and it's sticking with me for life.
Yeah.
And it's like, teachers actually have a really big impact. Well, some do anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I couldn't really reel off every single teacher I've had since primary to secondary, but there are some that, really do stand out for me.
And it's all about that connection. It's when you hear people talk about their teachers, you know, you can see their eyes light up, you can see the smile that it brings to their face, and it's all about that connection with the kids and building that connection. And the teachers that I remember through primary school and through high school are the ones that I had a really great connection with. Like, I really can't remember what they've taught me, but I can remember how they made me feel as a person, and the memories that we had in the classroom. So that's something that's really important to me in my classroom, is making those memories with the kids. And it can be hard to have those moments as well when you have all these additional curriculum pressures and admin pressures and all that sort of stuff. So it's very, very much a balancing act.
It is. Now, I suppose in a way I'm trying to find a beautiful segue, and
I'm not really giving you much, am I?
And I missed my segue before, and I asked another question. But my segue before was going to be when you were talking about motivating and motivating teachers. Is that how you've come into a side hustle? Because, I mean, here you are saying, you know, you're busy 24/7, really.
Yeah.
Like, teaching does move out of the 9 to 5. I realize you have school holidays, but I know you guys work during that school holiday period. How have you fitted in a side business?
Yeah.
You're a small business owner as well. Like,
yeah, I guess. Yeah. I haven't really thought of it like that. Like, it's just something that I do on the side just for fun, but it's something that I'm really passionate about. The teacher collection is something that came about from my own struggles in the classroom, feeling weighed down and finding things really challenging with behaviour, with admin, with planning and all those other things associated with teaching. And there were times where I just didn't want to go out of bed and go to school. I just didn't want to be there, and not because the kids were challenging. It was just all the other things that were happening. I wanted something in the classroom that I could, a space where I could go, where I could, my light could be reignited, and, you know, that passion could be brought back when times were a little bit tough. So that's what the teacher collection does for me. I made a set for myself with quotes and affirmations that really spoke to me as a teacher, really reminded me why I chose this path. And I printed off a set, and I had a set in my classroom, and there was a whole process how I used them each morning. And some colleagues saw them and they asked them where I got them from, and said that I made them myself, so I got some sets for them. And yeah, just from there it's grown. It's so many people are finding themselves in the same boat as me, I guess, just looking for that little snippet of inspiration just to help them, I guess, reframe that mindset when there's all those negatives running through your mind. You just need something to stop you in your tracks and to help you flip that mindset and push on and remind you why you're there, really.
Mm. So how long ago did you launch the Teacher Collection?
Look, I had the idea in my head when I was traveling. That's sort of when I had the time and the mental space to really investigate the idea and think to myself, well, yeah, I could give this a crack. What's the worst that could happen? But yeah, really, it's coming up on a year that I had my first set printed, which is really exciting.
Only a year, Lil.
Yeah.
My gosh, yeah, you've come so far in a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's been a real learning curve. Like I'm really passionate about learning. I love to learn myself, and I guess I've seen it as another opportunity where I can learn and I can build my skills in a different area. Like I did business management at school and I had no idea. And yeah, I've just learnt stuff along the way and being able to network with people and meet up with people and, you know, bounce ideas off them and get advice has been really cool as well.
Oh my gosh, a year. Yeah. So for those listening, I'm a little bit shocked that it's been a year because it feels like I've known you so much longer. Yeah, well, I absolutely love the Teacher's Collection. I actually can't remember how we connected, to be honest. I would really have to dig back in my mind how that had all come about. But I know it was before you left for Darwin.
Yeah.
You popped in and grabbed some mags.
It was when I was getting some mags. I'd found Oak Magazine must have been at the Meadow when I was in there. And I read a copy and I was like, oh, this is really cool. And then on some of the pages in there, it gives you some pictures of past editions. Yeah, so I was getting in touch to get some of those past editions. And now my family's big in Oak Magazine. They love reading it as well. So, yeah, getting some past editions for me to pass on to them.
Yeah, but that's a good thing about Oak. It's one of those mags that you can pick back up, an old one, and still learn stuff. Like, it's not seasonal or anything
date.
Like that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and sorry, this isn't a... I'm not trying to pitch the magazine to you if you're listening. But if you haven't got a copy, you can always jump on the website. But yeah, and then I remember following you and following your journey up north and then seeing the cards come about. And we've just connected then further and further. Yeah. I suppose through advertising and one of the online Instagram courses that we have. But it's been so remarkable to see what you've created. You've connected with local, regional and rural business women do this as well.
Yeah.
So take us through the product because you have actually connected and collaborated with so many people from your graphic design to your illustrations, even local printing, like all of this matters.
So being and supporting local is something that's really important to me. It's something that I really value. My parents and my grandparents have been dairy farmers on the Great Ocean Road, and seeing their challenges as farmers and seeing how much of a deal it was when the locals supported them and when people didn't support them as well, the effects of that has been something that's really instilled that importance of supporting local in with me. So Jackie from White Deer Graphic Design, she's responsible for putting all the designs together, and I connected with Tessa from Ruby Tuesday down in Tassie. She developed the beautiful artwork from that. So I sent her through some pictures and she's done the artwork. And Print Together in Castlemaine have printed all our cards. It makes me feel really proud to say that it's all made here in Australia. It's all made locally. And I think supporting Australian business and supporting local business is something that we as a society should be doing a lot more because it's our future.
It is. Yeah. That's so beautiful. What has been some hurdles though for you in launching like a side business?
Yeah, I think time management is something that I have really had to narrow down and improve on. I'm naturally a fairly organised person, but I think having this little side business here, it's been even more important as well. And being able to, I guess, draw the line with where your personal time comes in. So it's not just me as a teacher, and it's not just me as a person running a side business. It's me as an individual as well. So where my family time comes in, where my personal time comes in. But yeah, just time management. So often I'll get up a little bit earlier before school and send a few emails. So that's why people probably get emails at 5:30 in the morning. And my business hours are just a little bit different, so that I can accommodate school, and so that I can be the best teacher that I need to be, but also be the best business owner and the best person that I can be. So it really is just a massive juggling act, but it's something that I'm enjoying, and I find that if it's getting too much when I'm not enjoying it, I'm able to sort of, because it's my business, scale things down. I can, my customers, the teachers are really understanding of that. When times are tricky at school, they understand, okay, my order might be a week or so in the making just because school's busy at the moment. So it's been great that the consumer base, us teachers, are so understanding.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, even looking at your Instagram profile as well. So please go and have a look at the Teachers Collection on Instagram. It'll be in the show notes as well. Because you support and celebrate so many other businesses. And I want to say I'm in awe, but I'm also really proud and really grateful that there's someone else out there that supports regional and rural women in business.
Yeah.
Like, I love it.
And I think that's too, partly because so many people have supported me. So many people have, when I've reached out asking for help or put a question out there, people have come back with that support. And I love teaching in the country. That's part of the reason why I came up here to Bendigo and I started my teaching career out in Rushworth. Is the country community is just so supportive. They're just so willing to get around anybody who gives it a go, anybody who wants to have a try. And it's just, it's so fantastic. And you feel like you can't fail. Whatever you do, you are bringing joy and you are helping out one person. And I really try and keep that in my mind. It's not, for me, it's not about the big picture, being able to, you know, put this on a production line where I'm pumping out hundreds and hundreds of sets. It's about helping that one teacher at that small little rural school of 70 kids who's doing it really tough. So I think, yeah, getting on board the locals and having all that support is something that I really value.
Mm.
Yeah.
Guess what? You just provided me a segue into my next question. talking about teachers doing it tough.
Mm.
I mean, my God, 2020 for parents and teachers.
Yeah.
So you have created something called Teacher Support Kits.
Yeah.
And that's to help those teachers, you know, dealing obviously with the bushfires, with the drought, and then with the coronavirus pandemic.
Yeah. So a lot of the rural teaching community, the rural communities, you know, they rely on a lot on tourism and living off the land. So whether that's cropping or beef or sheep. And with the drought that's been happening, is still happening, that's something that's really severely impacted them. And then with the bushfires and then with COVID-19, like, these people out in rural and remote Victoria, they just can't catch a break. And I had a little bit of spare time on my hands. I don't know how, but I did. And I just came up with this idea. I thought if I was still out teaching in Rushy, I would really like to know that there's people who have my back, that there's people who are out there thinking of me and wanting to support me. And I thought I can be that person for some people. Like, I want them to know, I want these teachers to know that there is someone who knows the work that they're doing, who knows the hours that they're putting in. And so I've contacted a few businesses. I think there's about 35 businesses in total now. Right down from small local businesses up to international businesses like R.M. Williams. So they've jumped on board, which is really great. We've put these support kits together, and People in the teaching community have nominated colleagues in rural and remote Australia and bushfire affected areas to get these kits sent off to them for free. So there's no charge, they don't need to apply for them. I've been able to cover all the costs, which has been really great. And yeah, they should be arriving very, very soon.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So how many kits went out?
So I've sent out 30 kits.
Yeah. And what would you think the value of each of those kits are?
Oh, probably...
like recommended retail
value probably too. Close to $700-$800.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so there's so many. The products range from professional reading magazines. We've got sourdough starter in there. We've got some earrings. We've got some chocolates. There's some bickies in there. Like it's a whole mix. It's not just teaching products, but in saying that there are some teaching memberships in there. But yeah, just something for the teacher as a whole person, not just them at school, but, you know, them as the whole person.
Yeah, some self-care outside of those
workouts. That's
exactly
right, yeah.
Are you proud of yourself?
Yeah, I am really proud of myself. It's not something that I ever sort of envisaged myself doing. I sort of, going for walks is like my thinking time, and I sort of got this idea going for a walk, and I bounced it off my husband, Alex, and he said, well, what have you got to lose? And I thought, well, nothing really, like just sort of my dignity if it doesn't work. But yeah, it has worked. It's been fantastic. And reading the nomination messages from the people who have nominated teachers has just been unreal. Like there's just some amazing, amazing people out there. And I think even more, there's some really generous people out there who are keeping an eye out for our teachers.
Yeah. We need to chat offline about what we can do with those for you. Like, how are we going to share those out even further so more people know, what you're doing, but, what all these other teachers are doing.
The social media side of things, and as we were chatting before, the email side of things is something that I find a little bit overwhelming. I find it hard to, like, I know what my message is, but sometimes I find it hard to get into words in a way that will make people engage.
And I suppose that's that business experience.
Yeah.
That's all. And it's something that can be learnt.
Yeah.
You know, and it's thankfully not something you have to go to uni for. So
perfect.
There's plenty of people around you that will be able to help. So as I said before, I just love your passion for supporting rural and regional businesses, especially those that are female founded. But also collaborations, because I've spotted a few things on your grid. You've got these gorgeous little pouches with beautiful prints. Yeah. Like, can you just take me through that collaboration and how something like that works? How do you approach the person? What's the exchange of value, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, so I don't know if the way that I do things is the mainstream way, but how I approached Romali from the Handmade Gypsy was up in Darwin at the Mindle Market. So they were on every Thursday, Saturday, and I'd be there every Thursday, Saturday. I'd bought a few of her products, and I really liked that they were handmade, and they were really beautiful, beautiful prints. And one market I sort of explained to her what I was doing and floated the idea by her. And she said, look, send me an email, and we can go from there. So we chatted a little bit more about what we value and how we do things, and we decided that we were a great fit for each other. And I explained to her what sort of design I was looking for, what sort of prints and how I value Australian, and she came back with some Jocelyn Proust fabric and created these bags for me. So they're actually stunning. I opened them last night, and I'm just so wrapped.
I know. You can't see, I know, listeners, but we're actually looking over into Lil's office, and they're sitting in there with so much other stuff. So some protea, lots of plants, like everything that is Lil that you see on her Instagram grid. I think it's such a, I don't know, like I see your Insta grid, obviously know you, but I see your Instagram grid, and then I meet you and, you know, it's the same.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important.
Yeah, I try... authenticity, and it is a buzzword at the moment. Everyone's trying to be authentic, but what I put out there is me. What I put on the feed, it's all written by me. Most of the photos are taken by me. It is just me, and I think that putting yourself out there enables people to make that connection with you. And, you know, it's not just a product. The teacher collection isn't just a product. It's, you know, there's a story behind it. There's a community behind it. And there's a reason that it's there. So that's sort of, that's something that I'm trying to convey to people, and putting myself up on the screen and in stories a little bit more is something that I'm working on. It's my goal for this year.
Look, it's too hard to be someone else. Like, yeah, it honestly exactly is. Right. And I know that some of us go out and do things that we think that's on trend and whatever, but you know what? Be yourself. At some point you are going to be on trend.
Yeah, and it's just too exhausting to put on the front. Like, yep. It's too hard being a teacher to, you know, you put on a front at school and you might be all bubbly and energetic, whereas inside you're feeling like crap. But yeah, you got to, at some stage, you got to be yourself. So that's just my philosophy. It's me, and it will attract people who like that, and, you know, it won't attract everyone, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Now, you've got your second set of the Teachers Collection affirmation cards out. Yeah. So you had your first set, which I was very lucky to have a set, and I love them, and I have not let my husband take them. Hey, I needed him through the last, what is it? Is it 11 weeks? Yeah. I don't know. Whatever it is, it was too long.
Yeah.
So I obviously have the four, three of which are school aged. And I needed those affirmations to tell me it's okay, Kimberly, just breathe. Yeah. You're doing a good job. They'll remember how you make them feel. And I'm thinking, somehow they feel today, I'm not sure, because I've just gone, can you just do this maths homework? But in the end, to be honest, I was just tech support. In the end, I just went, I've reached my
I think the families at home have done the most amazing job with this home learning. Like, it was such a quick turnaround to be able to go from learning in the classroom to learning at home. And people have just been able to pivot so quickly, and it's a testimony to everyone, actually, just being able to adapt. And it's that resilience, really, real life resilience that we teach the kids all the time. And, you know, they've got to experience. It's turning something into a teachable moment right
there. Yeah, definitely. I just was really naive. I thought my husband would be home. Yeah. You know, he went to uni to be a school teacher. Yeah. I seriously thought he'd be home doing this. Yeah. But no, it turns out he's an essential worker and needed to go to school.
That was a bit selfish of
me. Yeah. So look at me. I can put school teacher on my resume now.
Yeah, put that in your bio.
I know. I will. Now, before I let you go, can you tell me about a friend of yours that we need to know about?
Yeah, so a friend of mine, her name is Shelby Sherritt, and she creates the most stunning ceramic artwork. So I've bought a couple of her little koalas, and she's got these, a whole range of possums, echidnas, all that sort of thing, and they're beautifully painted little vases that you can put little posies in. And they are just stunning. She does it from her garage out in Ballarat. And the story behind what she creates is just beautiful. So she went through some challenges with cancer, and the therapy that she took on from that involved making these little creations. And it's just something that has evolved and grown over time, and they're just stunning. She actually had a sale on this morning, and her items just sell out in minutes.
I know.
It's so hard to get some. And when she had a sale back over at Christmas in Ballarat, I drove over and I was at her house at like 8:30 in the morning with 10 other people ready at 9 o'clock to go. So it's just amazing. And being able to support another local, another person who values Australian made, and a friend as well, it means a lot.
Mm. Yeah. See, I'm such a big believer in karma, and I just feel that you, Lil, by supporting other people, it just comes back around.
Yeah.
People want to support you as well. So if they're looking to purchase a pack of the Teachers Collection, you know, we're coming up to school holidays. We've just come out of, you know, COVID-19. I really do think there's teachers out there that would really appreciate a little pack as a thank you, because behind the scenes they've been doing all this online work to ensure that our kids continue to learn. They might have been doing paper-based PAX as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they've not had a holiday by any means.
Yep.
So, yeah, maybe grab one for a teacher that you know in your life, or maybe you have a girlfriend or a family member that's one. Now, you can obviously purchase them on your website.
Yes.
I would love to stock them on the Oak website as well. So you'll be able to find them on there. We'll have to talk about that.
Sorry, guys.
Surprise. I just think more people that can find them, the better. So I love what you do. I'm so grateful that we've met how we have. And I actually just want to say a really big thank you for supporting Oak Magazine because you've purchased ads. You know, you're always the first to buy a mag or a product that I've brought out. And, you know, I'm a small business owner. You know, it's just me with a mag. Yep. It's not a big team or anything like that. So every single purchase, yes, it does make me dance and go, oh, thank God, someone actually does love what I do. So
I think that's what people need to remember as well, that when you purchase off a small business, when you purchase off someone, there is someone behind the scenes who is wrapped with that. Like, yes, there are, you know, items out at Kmart and at, you know, that you can buy that are mass produced, but you have the power to give that person that buzz.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty amazing.
That's what it is. It's that affirmation that I'm doing something to impact other people, like to leave a legacy even, to help other people.
Right. You're
like,
putting yourself out there, you're showing that vulnerability.
Yeah, it's a big thing, isn't it?
Definitely.
Thank you again for being my guest on A Friend of Mine. I have loved it. I cannot wait to get this out and for everyone to hear.
Coffee time, I think.
Yeah, we're just out. We can walk. Yeah. Thanks for that, Lil.
No worries.
Now, before you take off with all that inspiration and knowledge, we'd love for you to leave a review on our podcast so that we can continue to amplify women's voices in the media. And if you have any questions, or you'd like to celebrate a win, you can always connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at Oak Magazine AU. I'm so glad we've met and that now you know a friend of mine.